pleased to say that we've got our first student back after lockdown, and it's Jaden. Good morning, Jaden. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. You're over there, like 2 meters away. Normally, we're a little bit closer than this, so you're like a guinea pig this morning. We're testing this out. Hopefully, we'll make it through to the other side. Now, where are you from?
I was born on the island, but I moved to South Africa for most of my life. But we came back because most of the family's here. So, yeah.
Okay, so you've been living here for a while on the Isle of Wight. How does it compare with memories of elsewhere in the world then?
Well, I've been missing a lot of my friends, but thankfully the way we have, you know, all the communications online, I'll be able to contact them. And, you know, online's just great when it comes to that. And, well, I have been missing, I'm sure I like this place better, but I've been missing, like, just everything in South Africa, really.
Do you ever go back for holidays?
Well, not in the way the world is right now, but we haven't gone back yet. We've only been here about a year and a bit, so hopefully we can go on holiday soon, though.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah. I mean, we're all in the same boat at the moment. I mean, it's very, very difficult. I want to talk to you about that, but this little bit's about you, and we'll talk about the other things that's going on in your life, in our lives, a little bit later on. Plenty of time for that. So what's your hobbies?
Well, I have my own YouTube channel, which I do gaming content on. So, yeah, I do Let's Plays and guides and all sorts of stuff on there. I really enjoy doing gaming stuff. It's, yeah, like, my main hobby. But I do also like doing stuff to do with storytelling. It's my unused talent, I like to call it. Like, I like to play a lot of Dungeons & Dragons because I can make up a story for all my friends to play and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I don't really have many hobbies after that.
But you tell stories, and that is not, you know, it's not like writing a story.
No, you do it in a different way. I do write books. I'm writing a new book right now.
Right.
Yeah. My problem is I just never use this talent. I just always, you know, keep it to the side. Everyone always says to me, you should use your talent in story writing. You know, you should write a ton of books. I don't think I'd be able to write a ton of books.
Oh, you could. You could. If you tell yourself you won't, you won't ever do it. If you tell yourself you can't do it, you won't do it. Mm. But I'm pretty sure you can. You seem like an intelligent lad to me. So, but we should point out, you're only 13 as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I look forward to seeing some of these stories, you know, because I think it's fascinating.
I mean, I wrote my first book when I was 9, but, it was very primitive. But, I published it on Amazon, and you can go buy it on Kindle if you'd so like. I don't even know if it's still up.
Well, tell you what, have you got a mobile phone on you?
No.
No. Well, you got internet out there. Go and check, see if it's up.
Yeah.
We'll do a proper plug in a mo. All right. So when you're doing your gaming reviews then, or your podcasts, you obviously have to play your games as well. What games do you play most?
I have been playing a lot. Well, I have a Nintendo Switch and I play a lot of games on there. And I also play a lot of Minecraft and that sort of thing. Minecraft's probably my biggest game that I play. But, I mean, I just play around, really. I don't really have one game that I play.
Right. Do you have any brothers, sisters?
I have two sisters, sadly. I would always wanted a brother, but... One of them's younger than me, and she's the one I spend most of my time with. Her name's Cameron. And, we just, you know, play all day. She's literally just my, I don't know what to call it, really.
Soulmate?
Yeah.
Yeah? Good for you.
And I have an older sister called Hannah, and she very distant with all of us, really, because she's 19 and we're, you know...
In another world.
Yeah.
All right, do you have any pets?
We have one really old dog, and he's on his deathbed, sadly. he can't even walk anymore. He just poos all over the floor. It's quite heartbreaking, but he's got to go soon, and I'm sure
Okay. Brilliant. All right, well, we're going to find out a little bit more about you, and obviously, you know, what the last couple of months have meant to you, and how you're coping, and so on and so forth. And, you know, we'll chat some more in a wee while. But welcome to the station. Welcome to Vectis Radio, and, of course, the 4Ps course as well. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do, listener.